We hear a lot of talk about health care. We spend a lot of money on health care, yet we seem to get so little of either. If you're ready for real science, common sense health from two guys who care, welcome to Have a Heart Health Radio. Here are your hosts, health journalist Bill Sardi and health warrior Dave Stouter. Welcome, everyone, to Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us during this holiday season. I know there's a lot of stress out there. Everybody's busy. And our job is to bring you real science, common sense, and tips on health that you can use today. And you're going to hear the things that modern medicine either hasn't figured out yet or doesn't want you to figure out. And that's what yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and investigative health journalist Bill Sardi.
What do you mean, David, they don't want us to find out? Come on, are you one of those conspiracy guys?
Yeah, Bill, I think I am. I have a
friend of mine who says every conspiracy theory is correct until proven otherwise. So I think that's
– Well, what I figured out – in fact, I was walking to work today. And I keep thinking, I'm thinking of all these things that people do. I had a couple conversations yesterday with people that are just on 6 or 7 medications. They're sick, and I keep trying to explain to them, well, how are we going to get you healthy when you keep taking things that make you sick? Well, my doctor says I have to be on these drugs the rest of my life. And I'm going, okay, I think your doctor really believes that. Now, who does that benefit? Does that benefit you or the drug companies? I'm just like, I don't know if it's a conspiracy, but if I was in business and I didn't have ethics, I would only want the information out there that benefited my business and hide the information that didn't.
Look, on my block, I live at the end of a block in a cul-de-sac. So everybody kind of knows the guy at the end of the block. And I'm considered, that guy that's into the herbal stuff and whatever. And nobody comes to me and asks me questions or says, we got a loved one that has a problem or something, whatever. And I'm just the kooky guy that lives at the end of the block. And, for people that are interested in that stuff, that vitamin stuff and, kind of thing. And so that's it, And I live with bad dreams, really, and the agony of people close to me suffering terrible health problems. And I can't reach out to them because they're not interested until everything else fails. And I just had a good friend and his wife got she had a benign tumor at the base of the esophagus, right where the stomach opened up. And the doctors missed it because they'd stick the tube down and be past it before the camera could see anything. And they finally found it. And they did surgery to take out as much of it as they could and then started doing radiation and chemotherapy, and they did 9 rounds of chemo, 20 rounds of radiation. 10 times in 2 years, she went to the emergency room with the side effects of all this. But on the PET scan is a way we diagnose size and location of tumors now. And there was no spot. There was no indication this was coming back. But they kept billing insurance and kept doing the very things that cause cancer, toxic things. And I had told him, when your wit's end and everything else fails, then come back, because I had suggested that they didn't have any cures and they needed to explore those right from the beginning. And sure enough, he comes to me and tells me, his wife, there's a spot on the liver. Well, sure, they did enough of this toxic treatment, and now the cancer didn't move to the liver. They caused it to occur in the liver, and they wrecked her immune system, and dead treatment resistance set in inevitably. And then she passed away within 3 to 4 weeks as soon as that spot showed up on the liver. And you can't do I told you so. And, she fought all the way, fought all the way. You mean she made a guinea pig out of herself so they could bill insurance, I talk like this and there's people, shame on me. That's somebody's loved one and they fought cancer and all this kind of thing. And I just don't know how to reach out to people anymore. I really don't know. We have no reason to be on the air here unless we think we have something really to share that might, yes, even be life-saving. So it's an agony to live with.
Bill, you brought up something that's really important. And I hold modern medicine accountable for this. And this is our section where we like to, as you say, throw darts at them. Because modern medicine tells you that diet, lifestyle, and nutrition, the most important thing that you could do to make yourself healthy, is basically magic. Okay? It doesn't work. It's magic. It's hocus pocus. It's quackery. So when you have a problem, let's not even deal with cancer, something so serious, arthritis. So people will take pain medications, which have a bunch of bad effects, sometimes quite serious. The pain medications, all of them, folks, interfere with enzymes that can help rebuild the joints. And then when your doctor says, Bill, your knee joint's bone on bone, we're going to have to do a knee replacement, then Bill says, wow, I wonder if any of that magic in the health food store works. So comes in and says, what can you do for my bone-on-bone knees? Well, at that point, maybe not much, maybe some, but if you started with Mother Nature, if I got a problem with my knee, if you came in and did things like hyaluronic acid and maybe glucosamine, some fish oil.
So there's a good Italian restaurant in my area, and I have one of these names with an I at the end, so you can imagine my proclivity to Italian food. So, and the guy that runs that place was scheduling up a knee surgery, and I told him, try hyaluronic acid, you know, and we got him some of our sponsor's product, Longevinex Advantage, with a hyaluronic acid. And you know, no knee surgery needed. He couldn't believe it. And he was actually starting to walk with a cane. And so that's all gone. And as long as he keeps taking it. And his wife had some lumps and things. They were like little cysts showing up on her breasts. And she kind of pulled her top down, you know, modestly, but so I could see what the issue was. And I said, oh, Valerie, you know, you really need some vitamin C and some things like quercetin that are antiviral and so on and so on. And sure enough, they all went away. And she had been going to doctors for a long time. They couldn't figure this all out. She was worried about it. And, you know, so, you know, some people will listen and they'll try it. And they don't realize how modern medicine really doesn't have a lot of answers for things. One of the things that we wanted to bring up the show right away, because it's seasonal, is the flu vaccine. And actually, they're doing their mea culpa this year, the Centers for Disease Control, actually telling the truth that the flu vaccine doesn't work. Well, they point out last year it worked 50 to 55% of the time. Folks, that's flip a coin.
Right.
Okay. I hope you understand. And so then they admit, this is truth in advertising from them, finally, they admit it doesn't work so well for young children under 2 and adults over 65. Those are the ones that are dying of the flu. Okay, so it's not working for the people that are most at risk. Okay, so I hate to raise my voice, so, you know, I kind of think going on here. So, and then they say, you know, 24,000 Americans die each year of the flu. That's nonsense. It's probably a few hundred. Because the flu, the statistics are combined with people who get pneumonia and old age and heart failure and that kind of thing. So they pad those statistics, and it's a fear thing they build up. So everybody will get the flu, and then they get the vaccine, and then 150 million doses of flu vaccine. Well, first thing, that leaves another 150 million who didn't get the vaccine, and they're no more at risk of dying. And so somehow this doesn't make any sense. And 150 million doses, I guess they're thinking more Americans will get the flu vaccine, because it was a little over 100 million last year. And I want to say, suckers, you know, but what can I do? You know, I mean, you know, everybody that I know gets the flu shot gets sick. So it is the flu. It's a little bit of the flu. And then you're supposed to develop antibodies. And if you don't have an immune system working very, very well, vitamin C, vitamin D, zinc, and selenium, that's what you supplement with to get your immune system primed up, then, you know, and 150 million doses, the Centers for Disease Control guarantees the sale and the purchase price of the 150 million doses, whether they're used or not, and the drug companies make their money, and this is kind of how it goes. But what should you be doing? Should you be getting the flu vaccine? They're admitting the strain in circulation this year is not addressed by the current vaccine. So, you know, and somebody's agonizing with me, they have to get the flu vaccine this year. They work in a hospital, or otherwise they have to wear a mask every day.
Right. So sometimes they won't let them work too, Bill.
Yeah. So, you know, these kind of rules come down, and yet you have to wear the mask, but the flu vaccine doesn't work. And then I told you three other ways probably here that it doesn't work because of your age, because of poor immunity, and it's not you. And the big thing is, okay, you get sick. The big thing is, did you prevent folks from dying? Cause, and the mortality numbers are all wrong. Anyway, we've had enough say about that, but I just would like to know why you will fall for some clerk in a drugstore now who gives you the flu shot. And you usually go in because you're sick, and that makes it even worse. Your immune system's not ready to develop any antibodies in the first place. So that goes on. And they're saying here, where's my little news report here? It's about honeysuckle extract, and they think they found the first virological penicillin for viruses. A penicillin is for germs that are,
not viruses.
Not viruses. We mean what am I trying
bacteria.
To say?
Bacteria.
Bacteria. Okay. So, you know, mental lapse here. So the deal is that we while we're waiting for the honeysuckle extract to become a product, quercetin, it is Q-U-E-R-C-E-T-I-N, found in the skin of red apples, red onions, is very strongly antiviral, suppresses flu viruses, suppresses herpes viruses, which is the shingles and the chicken pox and things like that. And, resveratrol, the red wine molecule, is antiviral. So, they exist. These, a lot of people, claiming stuff, and they're not the first to find this. No, you don't have to wait for it. And it would be a lot better if you had a little quercetin in your system every day in the winter months, along with vitamin D and C and so on. So, what's the stuff they give the kids, the little syrup, the elderberry syrup? Elderberry syrup's just wonderful. And especially for kids that are getting sick in the winter. So keep some, if you don't have it in the refrigerator, there on the door, you need some elderberry syrup. So when kids, and you need to give the elderberry syrup, the vitamin D, the vitamin C, a little bit of zinc, and get that going in the kids, because they're going to get middle ear infection. The stuff gets in their head and then gets up into the ear. And then you're talking about eardrum stuff. Some of the kids lose hearing. They start giving antibiotics, which aren't desirable. And, you can take hydrogen peroxide, moms, and stick a Q-tip in there, get it really good, and then stick it in the child's ear. And that, that hydrogen peroxide's not dangerous at all, and it kills germs that are starting to get up into the ear canal. So you should do that when kids are starting to get sick and, just totally harmless. Hydrogen peroxide is H2O2, and it, as it bubbles up, and it becomes H2O water, so it's harmless. So little tips to keep the kids healthy in the wintertime.
Absolutely. Listen, I want to take a break here, Bill. Okay. And I need to address something real quick. I was looking back at the transcript of today's show, and I think probably both of us said some disparaging things about the flu vaccine, and I think that makes us deniers, and I would like to admit that Bill and I are that you should take daily toxin deniers, and we're bogus drug science deniers, and we'll be back in
garlic, just a minute. There is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART.
Thank you.
Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. If you just started listening to the show, I'll introduce us again. Everybody else knows us. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the health warrior, and investigative health journalist, Bill Sardi. You know, Bill, it's almost laughable. It had to be 10 years ago. Time magazine. I read this article that basically said we should just give everybody statin drugs, cholesterol drugs. They prevent cancer. They prevent inflammation. They prevent heart disease. They're just so marvelous. Why don't we just give them to everybody? What are we measuring all the numbers for? Well, of course, that's turned out to be like completely backwards. The media oftentimes is glad to run propaganda pieces for the drug companies. However, you have sent me some studies, and I have seen other health outlets really starting to say some interesting things about the drug metformin. And some really good science is coming out of people that don't traditionally tell you that these drugs might be good for you. What's going on with metformin?
Metformin is an anti-diabetic drug. But before I get into that story, I want to preempt myself. For a long time, and I really want to get this into the show today, some older folks get a hold of me over time, last few years. I haven't always had a good answer for them. Why do I have low blood pressure? And that can be a sign of heart failure, various things, and we try to tell them, take a little magnesium, need energy for the heart, take a little coenzyme Q10. But something that just came out in an aesthetic surgical journal is they found out that their patients 10 hours after plastic-type surgery, they had low blood pressure, hypotension they call it, and they linked it to a thiamine deficiency. Thiamine, the first vitamin that was discovered, vitamin B1. If you have low blood pressure, look into getting vitamin B1 in its fat-soluble form called benfotiamine. If you have trouble finding it, call Dave Stouter, our co-host at Apple Health Foods in Redwood City. We'll give you that information, how to contact him in just a minute. But I think thiamine is a good thing. And then there is such a thing as orthostatic hypotension, where getting up out of a chair, you get a little dizzy. And that's B12 deficiency. Your red blood cells are misshapen. So if you're having dizziness, low blood pressure, think of vitamin B1, think of vitamin B12. Let me get back to the metformin story. A lot of folks take metformin, it's an anti-diabetic drug. It's off patent now, hundreds of millions of prescriptions for it. And it works by reducing the amount of glucose that your liver makes. Now, you get and you consume sucrose from cane sugar, table sugar, and then you consume high fructose corn syrup, fructose, and those are from the diet. But you make your own sugar from the liver. That keeps you having to reach for sugar cubes all the time and getting, spots before your eyes because you don't have enough sugar in the brain and so on. And so you need a little glucose being made. But folks who have diabetes have too much. The liver is the problem. They have fat in the liver and so on. Starts making too much glucose. And metformin reduces the glucose production from the liver. Well, it's interesting. And by the way, they're saying here, look, among diabetics, there's two other classes of drugs for diabetes. And when they compared them, if the folks who were diabetic started on metformin, they were 23% less likely to need another anti-diabetic drug versus only 6%, 13% with the other diabetic drugs. So they needed less medication, other types of medications. And then they compared death rates, and it was far lower death rate. You get this now. The 14.4% death rate among metformin users versus 50.9%. Per thousand person years, but the difference is 14.4 versus 50.9. Wow. They died. Wow. It's a huge difference. So, and there is a question now in our society with the sugar craving, carbohydrate craving society that we live in. And that is because the food makers have chosen to get us addicted on food. And another headline I want to share with the audience: most eating today is psychologically motivated, says the International Food Science Technology Group, Institute for Food Science and Technology. We eat because we're hungry. We eat because of stress. We eat because of reward. There may be other reasons. But they're saying most of the time it isn't hunger at all. We're well-fed, overfed. We have overfed malnutrition. And they're saying we eat for psychological reasons. We probably do. And I think everybody would admit to that. Certainly stress is an issue in it. And, you know, it was in 1999, and I have this study right here in front of me. It was a report in the New York Times, and it was about a conclave, a meeting of all the big guns in food, Pillsbury, Kraft, Nabisco, General Mills, Procter & Gamble, even Coca-Cola, Mars, candy bar people, all that stuff. And they met to be confronted with this food addictive junk foods glut that we have in the country. And the CEOs all met. They were confronted with all this. And they said, look, it's going to hurt our bottom line. Our stock prices are going to drop. And they got in cars and drove away and, you know, basically shoved America down the drain because they knew they were building food addiction in Americans. Their goal is to get you to eat all the cookies to the bottom of the bag, all the potato chips to the bottom of the bag, and to stimulate your brain in areas of the brain that we say are, you know, it's the same area of the brain we use for bedroom pleasure, all kinds of things. Boy, that's hard. You can get really hooked. Hippocampus is part of the brain. So, wow, the reward center of the brain. So they're working against us to get us to eat more, and it's going to affect their bottom line, and that's what they're doing. So it's us versus them. And they're making foods to get us to eat more and yet blaming us that we've lost control. We lost control when they made foods, the carbohydrates, bread, pasta, rice, that turns to sugar, and the high fructose corn syrup particularly, but added sugars, 156 pounds a year. And that made the yeast overgrow in our digestive tract, which are sugar craving, makes us all sugar cravers. And we have brain fog and a lot of other things. And so it's us versus them. And we're, you know, in Japan, I keep saying they don't have a deficiency of gymnasium. They don't have a deficiency of diet books. It's just native in their diet, and they're lean for the most part. Some Western diet practices are coming in there, but Coca-Cola's not there. All these other, you know, things that we see. And you know, the soda pop, the high fructose corn syrup, it's made its way around the globe, and just about every family has it in their home. And that's spread the diabesity epidemic is what we call it. Metformin's a great antidote, and why do we bring it up? Because metformin is also known as an anti-aging pill. There are three postulated, theorized anti-aging pills that are given some scientific credibility. Metformin, a drug called sirolimus or everolimus or rapamycin, and it is an autoimmune, fights immunity, calms your immune system down, has a lot of toxic side effects, but when given in very, very low dose, is posed as the mTOR inhibitor, target of rapamycin inhibitor. And resveratrol, the red wine molecule, our sponsor, Longevinix, has the best tested product. Those three, so it's kind of interesting. If you want to get at this metabolism and the diabetes and the sugar, you're also going to address aging, and you're going to be younger, and you're going to live longer, and that's why we talk about not only just holding your sugar, but living longer, and the metformin drug does this. So if you're one of those people, there's a lot of undiagnosed diabetes out here. A lot of Americans have diabetes, don't know it, and I wonder if we all ought to just put a – I mean, it's a 10-cent pill. Now, if you're already on metformin, you're going to become vitamin B12 deficient and probably vitamin B1 deficient and magnesium deficient. So I tell you, if – and the doctors are not going to tell you this. So get on magnesium, vitamin B1, B12, if you're taking metformin. You don't have to worry about that if you're taking resveratrol. Now, resveratrol is a red wine molecule, and the way they say that resveratrol works, it amps up – isn't that interesting? Amps up. AMP amps up something called AMPK. It's a little protein or enzyme in your body, and that's how metformin works. And guess what? Resveratrol, the red wine molecule, amps up AMPK 200 times better than metformin. My God, nature has something much stronger than the metformin pill, and modern medicine won't tell us because it doesn't bring – people to doctor's offices. It doesn't add to the income of drug companies, so they don't want to tell you. And it's not allowed to tell you it cures a disease. We had a leading researcher in the world, went to India for a while, took a lot of boxes of our Longevinix capsules with him, and every diabetic that they gave it to, hundreds of people in Japan, they have a, in Japan, he was in India, and he went there, hundreds of diabetics in India, all of them got in the normal range with blood sugar, and of course, we can't say anything about it, can't do anything, can't say what cures, prevents, treats a disease, and if we take a few million dollars in 10 years and test Longevinix and find out it does address diabetes, it becomes a drug at something like, you know, $120 a month instead of its little, low cost it is today as a dietary supplement. And you have to get it through a doctor. And as long as doctors bless it and they make money and get prescriptions and you need to go to their temple and get it, it's okay. But if it isn't, then they don't want it. So there you go. Have I convinced anybody? No, probably not.
Well, me, look, to tell you the truth, Bill, when I hear about some of these medications that do show some statistical benefits, that's really interesting. But as you said, even metformin that we're, kind of giving a lot of kudos to in some respects does have a lot of downsides. So I'm always interested in what does this naturally. And especially when we have a nutraceutical solution, Longevinix, that actually the main ingredient there was shown to be 200 times stronger than metformin. I mean, I'm convinced, and I don't know, folks, let me ask you one question as we close this segment here. For all of you who keep somehow wanting your doctor, like you're going to go into your doctor's office and the doctor's going to say, hey, wow, I got this dietary supplement, might be 200 times better than metformin. You're not going to hear that, because ask yourself this question. Has your doctor ever told you any of this? Probably not one thing. So it's not that there aren't things for you to learn. There's lots of them, and you'll get most of them here. Don't go away.
A recent study remarkably demonstrated that biological aging can not only be slowed, but reversed, regenerating the production of cellular energy, called adenotriphosphate in muscle tissue, was akin to making a 60-year-old animal 20 years old again, and the effect was produced in just 1 week. This is health journalist Bill Sardi, and modern medicine is racing to develop a pill that will mimic the same youth-restoring effect in humans. A prior animal study showed that Longevinix, an available dietary supplement, works 688% better than plain red wine molecules in this regard. By age 80, only 4% of energy-producing compartments in living cells are functional. No wonder your brain and heart muscles feel punky. What can you do about that? Call 866-405-4000 to find out more about Longevinix. You don't have to become a lab rat to get Longevinix. Go to Longevinix.com or call 866-405-4000.
This is Health Warrior Dave Stouter, and I'm a huge supplement advocate, but more importantly, I'm a consumer advocate, which is what I had in mind when I created Apple Health Foods. You see, I take a tremendous amount of supplements, and I need them to be authentic and reliable and safe. At Apple Health Foods, we have a large selection of high-quality and hard-to-find dietary supplements and body care that yours truly handpicks to be on our shelf from the best companies in the world. We offer a 20% in-store discount to our senior citizens 60 years or better, our CAP members a $25 annual fee, but we offer that discount to anyone who orders on our website, www.applehealthfoods.net. Apple Health Foods can ship supplements anywhere in the country. There are very few places where you can get such a high degree of confidence and a great discount on supplements. Call 877-APPLE-HF. That's 877-277-5343. 877-277-5343. Welcome back, everyone. Have a Heart Health Radio. Thanks for being with us. Yours truly, Dave Stouter, the Health Warrior, and with me, investigative health journalist Bill Sardi. Bill has mentioned from time to time, he's broadcasting from his health library in Southern California, and I'm usually at home or in Apple Health Foods in Redwood City, California. And for those of you that are listening in the area, I have a incentive for you to come down and visit Apple Health Food.
Oh no, you're not going to plug that store of yours again, are you?
I am, but I tell you what, we have in Redwood City, Bill, we have a woman who for 25 years, I think now, created her own natural body care line. She's a really inspiring person. She's a lot of fun. Her name's Joanna. She just wrote a book and she'll be in our store on Saturday, December 13th. She gives a free demo. She does a facelift mask on everyone, shows them how to use mineral makeup. And it's all free.
But what's there for us guys? Come on.
Well, actually, years ago I was on the radio and while on the radio, she did this mask on me. She does it on half your face at first. And in just one application, you look in the mirror and it's real obvious which half it is. But she does it for free. We don't have unlimited space. We have room for maybe about 20 people, but it's a lot of fun. We'd love to see you. If you are interested, again, it's free, but we ask you to let us know you're coming. Just call 877-277-5343. Again, 877-277-5343. I'll be there. Love to meet some Have a Heart Health Radio listeners. So if you, feel like pampering yourself during the holiday season, come on down to Apple Health Foods. We're going to do it about noon, 12:30, on Saturday, December 13th. And again, it's free. So, love to see all of you and,
airline tickets, Southwest Airline, book them now. Get in there. You know, come on, folks, have a good time. Get into Apple Health Foods, Redwood City, famous place. So I've been there actually. So.
And it looks real pretty.
I walked in the store and came out much healthier. I don't even know what happened.
Yeah, I know it happens all the time.
You know.
So Bill, I noticed in my own life as I started, I didn't really get into computers till my 40s, and I don't know if it had anything to do with it, but as sort of it seemed like 4 or 5 years after doing a lot of computer work. As they say, my arms had to get longer. I'd pull up little vitamin bottles and I couldn't read them real close. I'd have to put them farther and farther away to focus. Now I take Longevinex. I did some other things, lutein, bilberry. It's improved, but I'm still there. Now I want to get this straight because, one of your expertise is on natural health and vision. So if I have trouble reading things close to me, that's called farsightedness, right?
Well, it depends on the age group. If you're young and you have trouble reading close, that's far. You're farsighted and you can't read near.
Okay.
And if you're nearsighted, you see near and can't see far. And most people that are wearing glasses are nearsighted. Most. And there is a little distortion thing called astigmatism, which you can have on top of all this. But lines would look a little wavy and that kind of thing. So, with astigmatism, you can look at a letter and it looks like there's two of them, one behind the other there. So that's kind of what that is.
Is nearsightedness getting worse or better in our population?
Well, that's the headline that we wanted to share with the population. Is nearsightedness an epidemic? And they're saying here in the 1970s about a quarter of Americans aged 12 to 54 were myopic or nearsighted, 25%, one out of four. But by the 2000s, 30 years later, more than 41% are nearsighted or myopic. Wow. And it's because of a couple of things. One is we're indoors. Two, we're doing a lot of near work. As societies become more literate, they become more myopic. We see among the Israelis, the Jewish men, the Orthodox, they're raised to read the Pentateuch, the first five books of the Old Testament, from a very young age and try to memorize as much as possible. And you see all those Orthodox Jewish males all wearing very thick glasses because they're not giving a chance for the eyes to work and focus far. They're just focusing near. And the other thing is you see them in their garb and they get very little sunlight. And so what happens is a strong relationship between the lack of sunlight and nearsightedness, which means vitamin D. So if you are struggling and spending time in front of computers, especially among children and kids all the way through the first couple of decades of their life, they really need to be taking vitamin D supplements if they're inside all the time. And this, It's not just, oh, I can get some glasses to fix it. The wall of your eye is being stretched. Think of a balloon. You're stretching it. And nearsighted people have a longer eye, like stretching the balloon. And then you get little tears in it. We call those retinal tears, retinal detachments. So you don't want to face that in your life. It's pretty serious stuff. And I try and tell most kids wearing glasses, try to tell their parents, get them out of the glasses, get them outside, and the eye will start reshaping to the normal form, and they won't need glasses the rest of their life. Doctors like to keep kids in glasses. Optometrists want to make a dollar or two. And it's just not necessary. Let the eye fix itself. Give vitamin D supplements and work on getting the kids outdoors and focusing for far rather than just near all the time. So those are the rules, and it saves a lot of grief for a lot of folks because you live with this once it's set. You live with that the rest of your life. And people that are highly nearsighted have lots of eye problems, floaters, glaucoma, all kinds of other issues, and certainly the retinal detachments. So it's a real problem and something we can do about. Again, vitamins are the answer. And do you hear any of this from one optometrist? No.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, I mean, this is the terrible, what do I tell the audience? It's the reason for this show. You know, it's the things that you don't get to hear. So, you know, the medicine is into churning as many patients and insurance billings as possible, and preventive medicine isn't in their lexicon, as they call it. So.
Right. And by the way, for those of you listening to the show, you'll hear tidbits. We'll talk about different topics or throw out little bits of information that are useful. But the other thing I'd like you all to consider is, you know, I think Bill and I could probably be on the radio 24/7 for months and months and months and months before we could talk about all the wonderful, let's say, non-synthetic toxic ways to healthy ways to improve your health. They're just almost endless. So you're hearing it every week on this show, but there's plenty more.
But they're going to hear what I just said about, well, you know, I'm going to go back to my doctor and ask him about that. I just told you he isn't interested in prevention. He'll play dumb even if he does know, and he's interested in billing you and giving you a new pair of glasses. So what can I tell you? You know, I'm trying in my best, and you know, and you're going to go back and ask the guy who has a financial interest in it, and I'm the kooky guy for sharing this stuff with you. It's the way it goes. By the way, fellas, for a long time, when men get prostate cancer, to slow it down, they've given them something called androgen deprivation therapy, and it deals with the men's sex hormones, testosterone, estrogen kind of thing. And so they give you estrogen, and it counters, and your testosterone goes way down. And it supposedly slows down the progression of the prostate cancer. And they're saying today, it doesn't work. Not in men where the prostate cancer is not spreading. You know, it didn't work, and it even led to an increased risk of death. You mean after decades they finally come up with this? I mean, this has been going on for decades here.
Mm.
And it's not just, you know, you get decreased libido, sex drive, anemia, fatigue with this, but it's actually mortal consequences. And, you know, 50, 60 years of this stuff, and now they say it was all wrong. What? Huh. You know, go ahead. Go back to your doctor and ask him about it. See if he knows anything about these things. It's all in the headlines here. Don't let them do it to you. You know, fear reigns in medicine, and it you know, that's how modern medicine works. We're fearful. We don't know. It's a special field, and we trust our doctors, and they know that, and they can use it to their own personal gain. It's terrible, the state of modern medicine today. So,
Bill, I got to tell you something interesting. I was talking to a woman whose husband had been diagnosed with prostate cancer. And it was a fairly young man in his 50s. And so they wanted to do these tests and all these biopsies and all these things. And I'm going, yeah, I said, you know, I'm not a doctor, but these make me a little nervous. I'm afraid they spread cancer. I said, so let me ask you something. If the cancer your husband has is not aggressive, they want to do all these genetic tests. If it's not aggressive, then they're not going to treat it, right? She goes, right. I said, if it's real aggressive, they don't really have a treatment for it, do they? She goes, right. I'm like, so there's no treatment either way. Why are you doing all these tests? They're not going to treat, they have no treatment if it's horribly aggressive. And if it's not, they don't worry about it. And why are we doing all these tests? What is it? What is
and
it?
You will, out of fear, insist something be done. So they'll do something.
Mm-hmm.
They'll do something. And, you know, men will be wearing diapers because they're going to wee-wee in their pants and all this other stuff. Oh, well, let's not get into that stuff.
All right.
You know,
wait, go
ahead.
No,
let's take a break. I need to do one of those breaks, you know, for that very reason. Let's do that.
All right, let's do a break. We'll be right back, everybody. Don't go anywhere.
Garlic, there is no medicine, natural or pharmaceutical, that can top it. Whether it's your arteries, your immune system, your heart or your brain, garlic protects in incomparable ways. And garlic not only boosts your immune system, but directly attacks all incoming bacteria, viruses, and fungi. This is health journalist Bill Sardi. Most researchers use allicin, garlic's primary active ingredient, which common garlic pills don't produce because acid in the stomach destroys the enzymatic production process. Garlazyme is the exception. Its patented alkaline mineral base protects the enzyme that activates allicin in the acidic stomach. And Garlazyme also buffers garlic's pungency, odor, and breath. It's sociable garlic. Buy Garlazyme in quantity for less than $9 a month, and shipping is free. Call 866-674-3955 to order now. Garlazyme, it's the goodness of Mother Nature for civilized society. Call 866-674-3955 now.
Don't be shy. Email the show, haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question, give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you. Welcome back, everyone. This is Have a Heart Health Radio. We're really glad you joined us today. I'm Health Warrior Dave Statter, and with me, and I usually introduce him as investigative health journalist Bill Sardi, but he's also an author of many health books. And Bill, if I'm not mistaken, the book that you wrote on hyaluronic acid is how to be 100 years without growing old. Is that right?
How to live 100 years without growing old. It was compilation of my experiences in traveling to Japan to visit a little village called Yasurihara. I visited there twice. And it's kind of, let me see, west in our mind and north from Tokyo. And you take a drive out there. It used to be a little village where the highway didn't have a bridge over to it, so it was a little isolated. And they grew their own food, and so everybody there still has their own little plot, grows their own food. And they get a little fish out of the stream there, and they had very high levels of hyaluronic acid. It's a jello-like substance in your body, and because of it, they looked young. I went into this village. I thought, gee, the dinosaurs are still alive or something, because these people didn't need reading glasses. They were in 80s and 90s. They didn't have wrinkles on their face. They were very active, and it was startling, and taking pictures.
It was on the news. I saw it on the news as well.
Yeah, the ABC News sent Connie Chung there for the original story, and then I followed it up. And hyaluronic acid, they have a town doctor there, Dr. Komori, who wrote a number of books about this in Japanese and said these people had a low iron diet, and they were doing things that in their diet, and they thought it was the sticky vegetables, they said it was, but certain potatoes and things. But really, it was their miso soup and so on, and they had estrogen-like – oh, come on, guys. Don't think this is – you know, there's estrogen-like molecules in green tea and so on. It doesn't make you have female characteristics. It's just the molecules are like that. And so in their green tea and in their miso soup and in their tempeh – these are the soy products, fermented soy – the estrogen says turn on fibroblasts that make hyaluronic acid, and those fibroblasts are largely in your skin, your joints. They thicken your hair. It's jello. It's water holding molecule. It's a space filler. So if you've got a lot of it, you've got the smooth skin of a youthful woman, because women have estrogen to send that signal. And so, you know, women, I mean, gosh, a young woman, to run your hands through a young woman's hair is thick and beautiful. And the skin is smooth. And, I can remember when I first got into this story telling people to take hyaluronic acid supplements, man called me and said he wanted to get his wife on the phone, and he just wanted to thank me because they cuddled up every kind of a personal thing with them, and they cuddle up every night in bed without clothes on. And he said, I want to thank you for giving the smooth skin back to my wife. And I had a lot of people call me. The wrinkles went away from their face. They would send me pictures on the internet, the little fine lines and wrinkles. And the joints, people didn't need shoulder surgery, hip surgery, knee surgery, because it's the very cushioning, what we call bone-on-bone arthritis, where it rubs. This is the cushioning in between. And so this is you're adding that back. It's a godsend. Hyaluronic acid coats your nerves. I had a lot of folks who were in chronic pain throw away their morphine and all that stuff. They didn't need it anymore because the wasn't expected. It's a lubricant. It's a pain reliever. Hyaluronic acid, where do you get it? How do you get it? And here's a wonderful study just newly out showing that if you use oral hyaluronic acid, that it will it work to make the skin more moist? And it worked for almost everybody in the study. Really, really a wonderful study, and people would like that. It's a wonderful thing. There's different supplements out there. Our sponsor, Longevinix, includes all those red wine molecules and things that amp up AMPK we told you about, like what metformin does, along with the hyaluronic acid supplement. And it stimulates your own fibroblasts to make youthful levels again. Ladies, instead of an estrogen replacement supplement, you may be concerned, a little afraid, hesitant to get back into estrogen replacement. Well, one of the things estrogen gave you was hyaluronic acid. So why don't you just take hyaluronic acid to stimulate youthful levels again? And that's what you can do. I just talked to a lady here on the phone this week in Florida, and she couldn't believe it. Within days, she looked younger and just couldn't believe the effects that were occurring to her. Longevinix Advantage, it's the elite product that our sponsor makes, Longevinix Advantage, in a blue box. It's a 2-capsule-a-day regimen, and it is a godsend for so many people. If you want to try it, 866-405-4000, 866-405-4000. And there's some secrets in there that make it work better than the store-bought brands, because you have to inhibit a little enzyme called hyaluronidase that breaks down your hyaluronic acid as you get older and control the iron. And if supplements don't have that in there, they're not going to work as well. And so the little secrets we've learned over the years, hyaluronic acid, get it back, put it in your body. If you're an athlete, you're wearing it out faster. Get it back in. A lot of the pro athletes ought to be using these supplements. And a lot of surgeries can be canceled. You'll look younger, feel younger. People like hearing that part better than ever. And the product, Longevinix Advantage, 866-405-4000. They'll send you information. You're going to leave your phone number, and they'll contact you back during the business days of the week. And Longevinix, it's a product that I formulated, and there's two varieties, regular Longevinix and Longevinix Advantage, 866-405-4000.
Yeah, those are great products. And again, in the Longevinix Advantage, you're going to get some of that hyaluronic acid as well. You know, Bill, we haven't talked about one of our favorite subjects that we talk about almost every show, because it's one of these, to me, it's one of the most amazing superfoods on the planet, but we've gone off chasing all these exotic things. Some of them really wonderful, all these different exotic fruits and noni and all these things. But one of the most profound and longstanding superfoods, has a long history of thousands of years, is indeed garlic.
It is. People like hearing about garlic instead of resveratrol because it's familiar with them. They don't know what resveratrol is. They want to ask their doctors. They're not sure. It's new to them. They don't even know how to spell or pronounce the word resveratrol. But they know about garlic, and they may know about its active ingredient called allicin. And there is allicin pretend out there. There's a lot of products that say they have allicin in it, but they never deliver it because the stomach acid negates the enzyme that causes allicin to be produced from garlic powder. And so the Garlinex product is a special alkaline buffered garlic capsule, and it assuredly produces the allicin, been proven in human studies. Other products are labeled for allicin. Only Garlinex delivers the real allicin. And the reason why we bring it up here today, what else did we find out that it could do? It could increase AMPK. It'll amp up your AMPK, and it does it at far less cost than metformin, even which is an inexpensive medication. You don't need a doctor's prescription. And AMPK, we were talking about resveratrol, does it for you. Well, how about Garlinex? And one capsule a day will do it. And, you know, Garlinex does this. I got to be careful. I think it's $11.95 for a 30-day supply. But if you buy three bags, you get a fourth one free. They pay the shipping. I think it's about $8.60 a month. You mean the best garlic pill on the planet is the least costly? Yes. And if you want to find out about Garlinex, then you can call 866-674-3955. 866-674-3955. And people want to know, all they want to know is there garlic breath and odor? No. It's tremendously diminished in this pill because the alkaline buffering. 866-674-3955. And there's the new Garlinex time release, and it's exceptionally good for folks who want to get their blood pressure in the normal range, and that's Garlinex time release. And I'd take two of those a day, and it prolongs what we call the nitric oxide or hydrogen sulfide effect, dilates, widens your blood pressure, normalizes, helps normalize the blood pressure, and that's Garlinex time release or the regular capsule, Garlinex, 866-674-3955. The Garlinex time release, I think, costs about 50 cents more a month. So, you know, we got these answers for folks. We've got them without doctor's prescriptions. I think everybody feels, I might need to ask a doctor or a pharmacist about resveratrol. Do you really need to ask them about garlic? Because if you crush a fresh clove of garlic, you're going to get the same effect. And please do it if you can't stand the garlic odor and the breath and the pungency and the bite on your stomach and your throat, then, of course, try Garlinex, the wonderful capsules, alkaline buffered. They really do deliver allicin. 866-674-3955, and you can't believe the price. So there you go.
They're great products. And look, by the way, folks, look at it this way. The Mediterranean diet, considered to be the healthiest diet on the planet. Two of the reasons, not the only reasons, two of the reasons are red wine and garlic. And you have, in terms of supplements, you have the best of both of those in Longevinex and the Garlinex. And you know what? Do you have to ask your doctor about this? Do you have to ask a plumber about your computer? We'll be back next week. Thanks for being with us. We'll see you then.
If you want your health questions answered on the air by Bill Sardi and Dave Stouter, call toll-free 844-49-HEART. That's 844-494-3278. We want to hear from you. 844-49-HEART. Don't be shy. Email the show. haveaheart@thebright.com. That's haveaheart@thebright.com. Give us a question. Give us a comment. Point is, we want to hear from you.